do we have power to influence others rather than control them? I'd like to talk to you more about the power of influence or the power of control we have over one another in our relationships. How much power over others do we actually have? And how can we avoid being influenced away from something we want by another who thinks that we should want something different?
It is good that you see that there is a distinction between control and influence, and we would like to take your understanding further still. When someone seeks control over another person or a situation, they never achieve it, because in the attitude of control, there's such a big component of knowing what you do not want that your vibration and point of attraction are working in opposition to your actual desire. Even though you may join forces with others to push against the unwanted, and even when it appears that your forces have overwhelmed the opposing forces, you never actually gain control. But instead, you enhance or add to your attraction of more unwanted. The faces and places may change, but more unwanted keeps coming, and you find no sustainable control. Also, there is little distinction between seeking control of a situation and wanting to influence a situation to be something different than it is, other than the extent to which you are willing to go to try to achieve it. In other words, in the seeking of influence, you may use words to try to persuade or even use threats of action to coerce, where in an actual attitude of control, you may offer stronger words or even take specific action to affect the behavior of another. But there's an even more important distinction that we want to make here than the one between influence and control, and that is the distinction between trying to get to where you want to be from your awareness of what you do not want as compared to getting to where you want to be from your awareness of what you do want. The first is more about trying to motivate another to a different behavior. The latter is more about inspiring another to a different behavior. In your effort at motivation, because you're focused upon what you do not want, you do not have the benefit or help of your true power. But when you're focused completely upon what you do want, thereby releasing all resistance or opposition to your own desire, you are engaging the energy that creates worlds, and your power of influence is mighty. In your connection to and allowance of your true power, your influence to bring others into their own power is great.